Hey, 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 Closet Busters, come on and gather around. It's time once again to kick down those closet doors of life. We're here to escape our BS, explore our fears, and elevate our self-expression. I'm your host, Rick Clemens, bold move expert and coming out coach, and I'm going to take you to the party, the pulpit, the wake, and back to the party of living your life uncloseted. So come on, grab hold of yourself and get ready to step out, step up, and step in to living your truth as we explore more stories, tips, and tricks for living your life uncloseted. Now let's get to the show. Hey there, Closet Busters and Bold Move Makers. Welcome to 2018. This is the year. This is your year to live your life uncloseted, I hope. And it's also a place where I hope you finally start saying, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to kick my closet doors down. There's lots of closets we all find ourselves in. But you're going to kick those closet doors down. You're going to set yourself free. And you're going to live your life your way, living it uncloseted without apologies. Now, most of you would expect that we'd have a guest, but I thought, you know what, it's the first of the year, and I'm going to be my own guest this time. And as I thought about what I wanted to do for this solo show, so this isn't a riff and a rant, this is actually a show, I thought, well, I could do the goal-setting thing, I could do the manifesting thing, and there's nothing wrong with any of that stuff. In fact, I believe in both of those things very, very much. But I thought, you know what I'd really like to do is just share some thoughts about books that inspire me, that hopefully one of these books or two or three or maybe all of them will be something that you will go out and decide to get for yourself and start reading over the year. So what I've done is I've picked 12 books, one for each month of the year, each month in 2018. So there you go. You'll have a book for each month that have really had an impact on my life, whether it be professionally or personally, have inspired me, have taught me lessons, have made me angry, have, made me go into really deep thoughts. But I thought I would share these with you because they're just really good. And I love each of the authors for different reasons and different ways. Some of them I actually know personally. Others, they're just people that I admire. And there's actually going to be a bonus book at the very end. Even though I said 12, there's going to actually be 13. So let's dive in, shall we? The first one that I love, love, love is Elizabeth Gilbert. Yes, Elizabeth Gilbert of Eat, Pray, Love fame. But it's not Eat, Pray, Love, even though I love that book. I love her book, Big Magic. And the reason I love this book is because I was going through a space in my life where everything was really a challenge professionally. And I'm like, God, what am I going to do? I can't seem to get my feet in the right tracks to move my business forward. And this isn't a business book, so don't take that the wrong way. But what I found was reading her words and listening to some of the stuff that she wrote about regarding creative types and finding your magic within yourself truly resonated with me. And one of the things that most resonated with me was a statement that she made. I'm not going to get it right verbatim, but it's going to be pretty dang close. Is when you make your creativity responsible for creating your life and making your life sustainable, you're probably going to lose out on your creativity. And I love that because that's what I found I was doing. So highly recommend Liz Gilbert's Big Magic. The next one that really hit home for me, and it hit home for me in 2017, was a book by a guy named Mark Manson, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And I found myself last year not giving a fuck about a lot of things. I didn't give a fuck about the podcast. Not in a bad way. It's like I didn't care if it was perfect and all that sort of stuff. And the more I started stepping into a space of not giving a fuck about things, the happier I became. The less I worried about what others thought, the less I worried about everything having to be perfect. So highly, highly, highly recommend The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. Mark Manson's a great guy, funny guy. I love his style. Just look him up. He's got a great blog. Definitely, definitely would encourage you to grab that book. The third book on my list is The Art of Nonconformity. And this is by a guy that I know several of you may have caught as I've talked about him throughout the time that you may have listened to Life Uncloseted as well as the Coming Out Lounge, because I've talked about him before there. And he actually happened to be the very first guest of Life Uncloseted. His name is Chris Guillebeau. and that's Chris Guillebeau. And he is the founder of World Domination Summit, which I know you've heard me talk about. He's also an author who's written many, many books. Just, I don't know, too many to even list. Side Hustle, The Art of Nonconformity, and I'm going blank right now because I really want to talk about The Art of Nonconformity. And when I first read this book, it was the beginning of my coaching career, and I thought, yes, this is exactly what I want to do. I want to not conform. Now, I've always been a rebel. Not a bad rebel, but just a rebel. I have my own way of doing things. And what I found with Chris's book, and this was the very first of his books, I've read every one of his books, and each one brings me just great joy to read and learn more from him. But this book in particular helped me see how my own coming out story actually led me to seeing that I am born to not conform. And I don't mean not conform in a bad way. I do things differently. I am definitely march to my own drummer. So that is when I would highly recommend. And all these books we're going to have listed on the show page, so you could just click and go check them out. Next one that I read is by one of my favorite Hollywood producers. I love her show, Grey's Anatomy. It's one of my favorite shows. And Private Practice was one of my favorite shows for a while. And I don't know, they just go on and on. Her name is Shonda Rhimes, so I'm sure many of you have heard of her. And I loved her book, A Year of Saying Yes. Now, here's why. When I first heard about it, I thought, well, that's interesting. And then I found out what a closet person she was. She never did anything. She always said no to everything. And as soon as I started reading it, I started learning so much about myself. Because I'm a knower. I'm going to say that again. I'm a knower. I have a tendency, as soon as something gets brought up, to say, and now I'm starting to say yes. When I say no, I miss out on things, which is exactly what Shonda Rhimes was talking about in her book. And I encourage you to get this book if you're a knower, if you say no to everything, if you doubt things, if you wonder if you should. Please, 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 please go grab this book. It will serve you well. Now we're going to get into a couple of books that I have used over and over again in my coaching practice, and they're all about communicating and having real conversations. In fact, the first one is Don't Be Nice, Be Real, and that book is by Kelly Bryson, and the second one is Fierce Conversations by Susan Scott. Here's what I like about this pair of books. If you have trouble communicating in general, or if you find yourself pounding your head against a wall with someone that you feel like you can never have a decent conversation with, or you find yourself getting very, very frustrated with your spouse, your friends, your parents, pick up these books and read them, especially Don't Be Nice, Be Real. I love it because it's humorous. It's got some really radical wisdom in it. And it's all about nonviolent communication. Now, what I love about Fierce Conversations, on the flip side, is it really, truly teaches you how to have fierce, powerful conversations without being an asshole or a bitch. Yes, I said those words, asshole or a bitch. So definitely grab those two if you're looking for something to help you communicate. I'm going to step back and talk a little bit about nonviolent communication. It's about finding a way to not be passive aggressive. It's about finding a way to communicate things with someone. So I'll give you a good example. So let's say somebody said something and you found it very offensive or you found it very hurtful. In the nonviolent communication world, one of the simplest ways to have a don't be nice, be real conversation is to say, you said XYZ and it made me feel XYZ. I'm wondering if that was what you intended to do. That's a nonviolent communication example. Very simple one, but you kind of get the idea. So those are good, good, solid communication ones. I use them with my clients. In fact, I would say about 80% of my clients, I ask them to read Don't Be Nice, Be Real, because most clients, especially those coming out of the closet, those getting ready to make big career changes or to go through a divorce or something like that, or people who just constantly seem to find themselves having trouble with their communication style, Don't Be Nice, Be Real is like the pocket hit book that I highly recommend, and you just might be surprised how funny you find it to be. All right, let's move on here. So we've done Big Magic, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, The Art of Nonconformity, A Year of Saying Yes, Don't Be Nice, Be Real, and Fierce Conversations. So we are definitely moving along. So let's step into the next one. This one is one that really, truly changed my life. It's The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. It's the gal who was married to the Cameron guy who made all those great movies, Titanic and Avatar and things such as that, James Cameron. And what do I want to tell you about The Artist's Way? It touches my heart. It awakens my soul. It challenges my beliefs. And it truly helped me find the self within that I guess I'd lost. That's probably be the best way to say it. It helped me see things that I didn't know about myself. And what I like about this in particular is Julie does a beautiful job of a chapter with lots of exercises. Now, I have actually done some Artist's Way workshops with people, led a couple myself. And what I like is you can actually put this in a perspective where anybody can really, truly get it. And the exercises, you don't have to do all of them. In fact, when I teach this as a workshop, what I love to do is we do a chapter a week. I think it takes 12 weeks to do the entire workshop. And I have each person do one or two exercises that most fits for them. There will be some chapters that I will highly recommend that they do certain exercises. But The Artist's Way is all about opening yourself up to find the beautiful person within, the artist within, the talented who you are that may be hiding out that you don't think you can see, that we often do. We say, I'm not good enough, or I can't do that. What this book is all about is helping you open up to the possibilities. Beautiful, beautiful book. And she has another series of books along with that. So just look them up. You'll see them when I post them on the show page. So now, agreements or disagreements. I prefer to find agreements. And one of my favorite books, again, this one opened me up to a lot of different things in my life, is The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And what I love about this is it's a simple way for living life and starting to open things up. The Four Agreements are be impeccable with your word, don't take anything too seriously, don't make assumptions, and always do your best. So I want you to just kind of think of that as I go through these one more time, because I think they're really important to repeat. In being impeccable with your word, if you are impeccable with your word, you never have any reason to feel shame or guilt, or that you may hurt people. Now, I know that's hard because we're all human, but it also does rely on the person receiving the word. But for the most part, I believe if you can really use your words in the right way, you will find life to be so much easier. The second one is don't take anything too seriously or personally. Think about it. If we could not do that, how much happier would we be? The third one is don't make assumptions. Those last two, to me, kind of go hand in hand. Because if you do your best, there's no reason to make assumptions about anything. You can only do what you're best capable of doing. So the four agreements, that's one of my favorite. Now I'm going to switch a little bit to kind of the professional business world. So if you're an entrepreneur, considering being an entrepreneur, or someone who struggles with finances, I would highly recommend you read the book by my friend Mike Michalowicz. Yes, I know that's a fun name to say, Mike Michalowicz. His book is Profit First. And for those of you who are business owners, and actually, even if you're not a business owner, I want you to really think about reading this book. Here's why. What it says is, you pay yourself first. You pay the profit first. Now, profit can be a percentage. It can be a dollar figure. But you take that out of whatever income you get first. Now, this is very similar to, you know, paying tithe or whatever it may be. But I like this concept because what you do is you pay your profit first, then you pay yourself, and you pay your taxes, and then you operate your business. So I'm going to kind of leave that one at that. Let that kind of sink in for those of you who are thinking about running a business. What I can tell you is I have lived by these principles that my friend Mike wrote about, and it has made my business highly profitable. Lots of money coming in, lots of money flowing, and I feel very, very blessed that this guy came into my life and we've become friends. So, yes, highly recommend Profit First. On the entrepreneurial side, I'm going to go a little bit of a motivation direction with this next one. The next one is called, and it's brand new out, Tribe of Mentors by Mr. Tim Ferriss. If you know that name, it's probably because of the 4-Hour Workweek. and I'm just barely getting into this book. I actually use this book as a gift for many, many of my own clients this year. And what I like about it is he interviews some of the best in the world about their own personal habits, of what they're doing to be highly successful. And then he interviews people that you may have never even heard of. What I like about Tim's style is he did good research, and in true Tim Ferriss way, he asked some pretty amazing questions, I can tell just by the subtext of what's in the book, to get where he wanted to go. And if nothing else, this is a great book that you don't have to sit and read all at one time. I would highly recommend getting it, and maybe once a day, once every couple of days, pick a chapter, read it, and put it back down. Let it be your motivation, inspiration, get you in the mood sort of book. Highly recommend Tribe of Mentors by Tim Ferriss. So number 12 is, it's by a gal that I wouldn't consider her a friend, but I run into her occasionally. She's a friend of a friend, actually, my friend Jonathan Fields and Gretchen Rubin, who is the person I'm going to be talking about her latest book. Our friends, and I met her through Jonathan Fields. I don't even remember if she was at Good Life Project Camp. I don't know. Met her, and then we run into each other at podcasts, conferences. But what I like about Gretchen and her books, or one of her books is Happier, or that's her podcast, so check that out too. But her latest book is The Four Tendencies. Now, the reason I'm picking this book, and again, I'm about halfway through the book right now. I've done a lot of research with this book because I know Gretchen and I've used this in different ways. And you probably heard a podcast not long ago where I talked about this. But what I like about this is when you understand your tendency to how you show up in life, it's so much easier to begin to make critical changes, maybe changes that are simple changes, they don't have to be critical, to how you react and respond to people and how you react and respond to life and how you show up, most importantly, to expectations. So have fun with this one. Go online. She actually does a quiz on her website that talks through the four tendencies, which I think is great. Helps you kind of figure out what person you are. I am definitely, I show up as either an obliger or an upholder, even though I'm a rebel. So it's kind of interesting, but I know this about myself. I love helping people. I love trying to keep the peace, so on and so forth. So the four groupings are upholders, questioners, obligers, and rebels. So make a guess at what you are and then go take the quiz. You just might be, actually, I think you're going to be really surprised. And maybe not. A lot of people are like, yep, that's me. I was kind of surprised, so I took the quiz three or four times and came up between obligers and upholders on a consistent basis. Even though I really, really, really wanted to be the rebel, I'm definitely an upholder and an obliger mix. So, all right, so there we are. 12 books I recommend for 2018. But, this I know for sure. Yeah, that's the name of the book. This I Know For Sure by Oprah Winfrey. Now, if you've been listening to my podcast for any length of time, you know that she is one of my greatest heroes. I love pretty much anything Oprah does. I would love to be able to spend time with her and just kind of hang. And I'm hoping at some point I get to do that. But here's the reason I love This I Know For Sure. First of all, it's wisdom from many things she's done in her life, many people she's interviewed, little short chapters. Again, it's one of those books that I would highly recommend. You don't have to sit down and read all at once because I think you'll get lost in the wisdom. I would better advise you to pick it up every so often, read a chapter and just relish in it, take it in, let it like wash over you. It's just delicious. It's yummy. It's thought-provoking. It's funny. And it's set up to guide you. And I hope as you step into 2018, my greatest wish for you, my listeners, is to relish in yourself, to truly relish in who you are as a person. Because here's the thing I know that I've learned, and this I know for sure, is when you live your life uncloseted and you make big, bold moves, you are your most true self. And the ultimate way to live is to be yourself. And that, to me, is what living life uncloseted is all about. So my greatest wish for you this year is to live your life uncloseted, make your bold moves, and continue to be who you're meant to be in the world. Because when you can be yourself, you're oh, so much more happy. So I hope you enjoy the books. Have a great start to your 2018. And you know what I'd really love? You know, hit me up. Send me an email. Send me an email to rick@rickclemons.com. That's Clemons, C-L-E-M-O-N-S, rick@rickclemons.com. Send me an email with your favorite books. Or find me online at Rick Clemons on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. I'd love to see some of your favorite books. And maybe we'll compile a whole list of Life Uncloseted listener favorite books. And we'll get them posted out there on the website. So, until then, and from my new home studios in San Luis Obispo, California, I'm so excited we made a move. Hey, go live your life uncloseted and never stop stepping out, stepping up, and stepping in to being your boldest self. Take care, everyone. Have a great day. And that's it. That's a wrap. Another episode of Life Uncloseted has come to an end. But don't worry, we'll be back in just a couple of days with another episode with new guests, new tips, new tricks, new wisdom about how you can go live your life uncloseted. And you know what? A lot of people out there may not even know we exist. So if you feel so compelled, share us. Tell people about it. Give us a rating and review on iTunes. Share it from your phone, wherever you can, spread the word, because the more people that we reach, the better the planet will be when everybody is living their life uncloseted. I'm Rick Clemons, the host of the show, that big, bold move expert and that guy that constantly wants to help people step out, step up, and step into living their life uncloseted. Have a great couple of days, everyone, and we will be right back with you very, very soon. Take care.